Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen's a good friend of ours. He's one of the foremost authorities on effective communication in the workplace. He's a consultant and a speaker. He works with companies like yours and mine to make sure that we actually get the message across that we intend to get across, and that when it's delivered, that's delivered in a way that's productive and effective. He's written a couple of books, at least two that I know of. Just Be Honest was the first one that I introduced you to. And then the new one is called Honesty Works. And as I said, he's our good friend, Stephen with a V, Gaffney. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back, Stephen. I was saying in the previous segment before you got here when I was introducing you, I was saying that to me, when somebody like you says, just be honest, and, you know, a lot of people will say, well, duh, of course I'm honest. I'm a good kid. I'm a good guy. I was raised by good parents. I went to church. I know about the golden rule. Of course I'm honest. Well, it's not that easy. And we all like to think that we're honest, but the truth is that sometimes we're not. And one of the things that I'm trying to point out to people, I think capitalism right now, Stephen, is under duress. I think a lot of people are looking askance at capitalism, saying, you know, did it fail us? But I'll tell you, capitalism didn't fail us. We had a complete failure of honesty and trust in the last several years in a large part of the big elements of the big muscles of our economy. And I think that's the problem with our economy, not that capitalism failed. What do you think?
Well, definitely there's situations, and it looks like there was a lot of situations where people were not straightforward, who were running certain companies and certain organizations. And I think the thing that we need to ask ourselves is, how do we look and recover from this situation? And I think there's a great lesson for us all, and that is, do we do our own homework? Do we do our own assessments? And are we building our security from what others say needs to get done or from what we say we need to get done?
I wonder how many people, after one day in July of 2008, when I heard Barney Frank say that you know, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were still good investments, he felt like they were still strong. I wonder how many people went out and bought Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, even though 90 days later they became a ward of the United States.
Well, and here's the interesting thing about that situation, and without even going into the politics of it, Barney Frank, I don't know if he's ever run a company.
He's not my investment advisor, I'll tell you that.
So then the question is, why would we rely on him? Not about his politics. You know, everybody has the right to have their opinion, and he's an elected official, and he has served a lot of folks. The key thing is, in life, who are we listening to make our own judgments, and are we getting contrarian opinions? I think what's very important in life is to surround ourselves people who will be willing to push back on us and give us alternate pieces of advice so that we can kind of come to some kind of compromise and understanding. If we only go to one person, of course we're going to get this. Let me give you an example of how hard it is.
Before you do that, though, I do want to say one thing. I'm not going to give Frank a pass because, ladies and gentlemen, he had no business saying what he said because he didn't know what he was talking about. And so And I'm not talking about Republican or Democrat here. Any person in that kind of a position, that's a level of honesty that we lost, that we didn't get, that we should demand from these people, Stephen. This speaks to your point about who do we listen to. Not only who do we listen to, but what do we demand of the people that should be managing certain parts of our business? We should be demanding more of those. And here's one other quick thing. We can't take this off of Main Street either, because how many people are living in a house right now that they got a mortgage for with totally bogus information? They lied on their applications. This light, this mirror has to be shined back on all of us.
Well, I do think everybody's, and that I think is true in life, is that whatever happens, the situation, you cannot control the stimulus, but you can control your response. And I want to come back to something to show how difficult it is for people to hear and set their life up to hear other people's opinion. I've got a test for all your listeners. Tonight, go watch a television station that disagrees with your political point of view and see yep. how long you can stay listening to that station. See, the reality is, Jim, you and I both know, everybody says, well, I can listen to other people's opinion. Well, try it. Actually try to listen to somebody who you flatly disagree with and see how long before
but isn't
you say,
that part of
screw
the,
them.
Isn't that part of our problem in America today? The honest debate just doesn't happen anymore?
Yeah, but it doesn't happen because we like to set ourselves up with people that think like us. We gravitate towards people that think like us. We yep. associate with people that think like us. We are very, you know, it's the key is it's really great that we have contrarian points of view. And the thing is, who do we rely on our expertise? And so a lot of folks built their whole thing from, do you have one financial advisor and rely only on that person's advice? Or do you have one financial advisor and other people that you're willing to give it? I hear advice from and do other readings and hear other kinds of opinions. How well thought out on are your opinions? And a lot of it has basis from where we go to the source. So can we actually be in the presence of somebody else who disagrees and still mm-hmm. take the gold that they have to offer? And I challenge people that probably is not happening.
I agree with you, and it's one of the lost opportunities in America that we can't have an honest debate because, I mean, for example, you know, there were people who had all the tea parties that went on last week.
Yeah.
You know, people out there were doing what they have a right to do, and we had people going on television calling them names because they were attending these tea parties. I mean, what kind of an honest debate is that?
Well, it is interesting about how people just, you know, there's a lot of politics involved with that, Jim. So if you notice a hesitancy to comment exactly on that situation.
You can flip it over the other way for any other cause. I'm just saying part of the breakdown of honesty in America is that I truly do love having an intellectually honest debate.
Yes.
With somebody who completely is on the other side of the fence from me on any topic, as long as we can be intellectually honest.
Yeah,
but
that
is hard. It's harder and harder these days to find that kind of a conversation.
And I also think there's something that we can do. When we share opposing opinions, let's say, with other folks, is I think with a key factor, you know, sometimes somebody will say to me, Jim, well, I'm honest, but people don't like my honesty, you know. And I hear that a lot. But
yeah.
My question is, are they offering solutions?
Right. Right. Hold on to that thought, Stephen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more honesty coming after these messages with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. That's Stephen with a V. I'm Jim Blassingame, Jim with a J. Stay with me.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter
where. Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it for you so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to check out a sample of my newsletter, which we'll send you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for that week ahead. We'll follow you home with that. We'll follow you home with the blog. If you'd like to subscribe to that, every time we have a new post, it'll send it right over to you. You can RSS our interviews. You can RSS the articles. Lots of stuff there that we'll follow you home with. If you're a busy person like most people are, you don't have time to come back, but you want some of the stuff that we've got, we'll send it to you. We'll follow you right home and deliver it right on your doorstep. So check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, my blog, my knowledge base, the articles, archives, the brain trust, all the stuff there. And I think you'll enjoy it. Stephen Gaffney, with Stephen with a V, ladies and gentlemen, if you're Googling him, Gaffney is our guest. He's the author of Honesty Works. That's the new one. Stephen, tell us how we can find you. And you've got a new interview, a TV interview posted on your site that I want you to tell people about.
Well, if they go to justbehonest.com, that's justbehonest.com, they can see there's actually a couple interviews on there about when to use honesty and how to kind of deliver honest communication and how to set your life up so that people are very honest, and then also when to use email, when to not use email. And there's even some other articles about the 7 drivers of human behavior. There's a lot of stuff on the site. If they go to justbehonest.com, we also have, a new product that actually shows exactly how to say the most difficult messages people ever wanted to say to anybody at any time. So they can check out that product, too, on our internet site. But there's a lot of free stuff out there.
Appreciate that very much. Justbehonest.com, right?
Yep, justbehonest.com.
Check that out. Stephen, help us with some of these things. Help us get out of this trend of being, you know, of not being honest. And when we say honest, folks, you know, you've heard us enough to know that the kind of honesty we're talking about. Help us to improve our level of honesty. How do we do that?
Well, you got to train and condition people to tell you the truth. Here's an easy example. Have you ever had somebody say to you, "I love honesty," and then you give them some honest feedback and they flip out on you?
Right. Or I've got an open door policy until you don't agree with them, then it's a closed door policy.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. So various great stories out there about leaders who have transformed organizations by setting it up where people can be more upfront. And one of the most recent things I heard was a story about Nelson Mandela. I was on a plane from Vancouver to Toronto, and I flipped out on a documentary about Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years in South Africa.
Right.
And what's interesting, during the ending part of his prison, the president of South Africa at the time, de Klerk, I think it was his name, actually pulled Nelson Mandela in for these secret meetings. And you know what de Klerk said that Nelson Mandela did first? And here's somebody who's suffering from being imprisoned, wrongly imprisoned for 27 years of his life, and his very first step he did was to listen. He said de Klerk said that Nelson Mandela really sought out to understand our point of view. And I thought, what an amazing feat, given how horrible that situation. Nelson
years.
Mandela listens.
Wow.
And really listened. I thought, you know, how many times we get in conflicts with folks and we want to repeat our opinion rather than maybe the step to do at home with our marriages, with our bosses, with whoever we're having some challenges and conflicts, maybe even with our customers, is to first really listen. Listen to a point when you actually can repeat what they say in such a way where they go, "That's exactly what I'm thinking." Do you know something that the body does when we feel in agreement with somebody? Our head nods. Our head nods. They'll go, "That's exactly what I'm thinking." And so I thought, just think about how many of our customers might have great ideas for us, and if we just sat out and really listened to them, ask them, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate our service? What would it take to make it a 10? Tell me what you'd really like us to do, even if you don't think we could do it. If I gave you a magic wand, what would you really want? And really listen.
It's amazing how little that's done in the marketplace, when the truth is the straightest path to gold in the marketplace is to connect inside of the head of the customer.
Yes.
To find out what they've got going on in their mind. It is amazing to me how many of us talk to our customers instead of listening to them, when if we would do the opposite, dollars would come and play in our backyard.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's the key. And see, when I watch people who have conflicts, and when we even think of ourselves, when we get in conflicts, and when somebody's, when there's some challenges, to really ask ourselves, are we really listening to the other person? And sometimes somebody say, "Well, I am." Well, let me ask you, if I had the other person in the other room and I asked them, "Do you think that this person listens to you?" What would they say? And usually people who I talk to would say, "Well, the other person would probably say that I don't listen." Well, let me make it clear. People are never going to listen until we first listen to them. And sometimes people say, "Well, they started it."
So what if it's like this? You go first. No, you go first. No, I insist you go first. How do we solve that little dilemma there, Stephen?
Oh, with what? Where people say...
Yeah, where nobody decides who goes first. That's where if one of the guys is a man and one's a woman, just the guy just says, okay, ladies first.
Well, in conflicting situations, people usually want to share their thoughts. What happens is we cut off other folks.
Yeah.
And so usually it's we're suffering from not who won't share. It's that when somebody shares, are we really listening? And then you know what happens over time is sometimes people stop sharing, but the reason why they stop sharing is because they feel that we don't listen.
One thing that that never happens is a talk show host never cuts off a guest. And so I would never be accused of that. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
JustBeHonest.com is the website. It's also one of his books. Stephen Gaffney will be back. I will be too. It's just you and me after these messages. I've got some things on my mind. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.